Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. How got you looking? On me like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My trip on that grind, that whole Benz lit. Acting like you on my team when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling, rhyme swishing like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault. Now she hookin'. Her snatch is wet while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'. Yeah,
Matt Franco, aka Big Stacks. I relaxed your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MXSP does that look you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2. It's Primo and the MXSP crew. And all the chicks they want it through. Hit me and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do.
Listening to Big Stats Idol Hour, the station that's got him looking, and that was Got Him Looking by the MSFP crew, my group. Woohoo! Alright, we got an amazing show for you. We got Young Cheese on the air. We're gonna, he'll be checking in with us soon. We're gonna refresh your memories on some, on a retro interview, that we had with Trey, and we got a lot of good music for you, so just hang in there, and we'll get this show on the road. All right. So, first song on deck is drum roll please. Oh, and by the way, make sure to follow us on our Twitter accounts. Type it all in caps. It's Big Stats Radio. That's BIGSTATS Radio. All one word, all in caps. Make sure to like us on Facebook at Big Stats Idol Hour. We'll be, like I said yesterday, we'll be introducing the new co-host soon. And hopefully you guys really like her. Make sure to tune in weekdays, and we'll talk more with her. And so our first song on deck is the Fifth Harmony cover as heard on The X Factor Season 2. This is Anything Could Happen.
Have you ever had a dream become a reality? Have you ever seen the impossible become possible? Well, now we know the truth.
An amazing cover of Anything Could Happen by Fifth Harmony. Let's get the man of the hour on here, and then we'll leave you with a retro interview from Trey, going back into the vault, and leave you with a little something special. Let's get him on the line with us. This is Young Tees. We're getting on the line with us. Yep, we are contacting Young Tees right now. We are contacting him as we speak. That's correct, as we speak. He's about to join us right here on the air. All right. So, just hang in there. We're contacting him as we speak. But while we try to get him on the line, since Halloween is coming out soon, let's listen to a brilliant cover performed by Marilyn Manson. which we will listen to later because I think we're about to have him on the phone with us. So scratch that thought. Hold on. We'll play that song, This Is Halloween, a little bit later in the show. Right now, we're getting a hold of Young T's. He will be on the phone with us shortly. Here on the air with us. Phone lines are ringing.
Hello?
Hey, welcome to Big Sad Cider Hour.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey. So what have you been up to?
Mainly, man, I've just been, you know, sitting around writing music, trying to get down as many tracks as I can before I have this LP that I have in the works, actually, that I'm dropping in January. Actually, on my birthday that I'm dropping in January, and it's actually called, you know, it's called Next Generation Save the Next Generation, you know what I'm saying? It's really how I want to define myself right now is really I'm trying to start a movement with the way that I do my music, mainly because I show a lot of people in my own city of Richmond, that you don't really have to, you know, have every single bar have a curse word in it or something like that. Like with my music, I don't curse anywhere, you know, in any of my lyrics whatsoever, whether I'm rapping, whether I'm singing, because I do actually do both. So I'm trying to actually show that you can be a lyricist instead of just being a rapper. I don't consider myself a rapper. I consider myself a lyricist off top. My mentor in the game that I actually define myself after somewhat would have to be Eminem. That's a strong have to be because ever since I first heard the Marshall Mathers LP, it sent me for a loop and I just started writing and just trying to get somewhere, you know what I'm saying, to that level, just complete takeover of your own lyrics, making a song your own, and that's what I try to do with every track that I lay. I try to make every song my own.
And this EP that you got coming out in January, where can people get it?
Well, it's actually going to be for free download on my Reverb Nation page. And Reverb Nation page is actually, it'll be posted on my Facebook page, which that I could give out right now. It's actually Tristan Next Gen Carter, and that's TristinNex, then a dash, and Gen, G-E-N. Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R. And you can just look me up on there, and all the details for my EP release will be on that page. That's a definite.
All right, now tell us about this song, White Diamond.
The song White Diamonds, I actually, it was such a epiphany to me that came to me. There's such a crazy story behind that song. I was actually up for days, you know, just up for days, just writing and writing and writing. And I was just my brain was so clamored with lyrics. I just knew that I had something there but I had to find the right beat. I had to get the right hook. I had to make sure I had the right bridge, get my verses straight. I had to make sure I had everything in check. And when I did White Diamonds, I felt as though I had reached a pinnacle point in what inside myself I'm trying to do, and that's bring out my inner artist. And to me, that song, honestly, that song to me was a hit. When I performed it in the club, I mean, it was, people gave it so much applause, you know what I'm saying, so much love. They showed me, myself, not saying that I'm just saying, oh, it's a hit because I made it. No, it's a hit because the fans that I let hear it loved it. So, you know, and it's literally that type of song where you can just be riding down the street and just pop it into your CD player, and you just bang to it. You just nod your head to it. You know what I'm saying? You realize that the lyrics in it, some of the lyrics in it, they're real talk. Like, they're only things that can be told from somebody who really means what they're saying. And in that song, I think that's the main thing that people don't get about White Diamonds is White Diamonds was made because one day I'm going to actually have it like that. And I say that not to be cocky, but I say that because I believe that. And if I believe it, I believe you can do anything that you want to do. So if I believe it, then I believe I'm going to do it. And that's how I put it, plain and simple. And nobody will kick me off of that path. Nobody will tell me what I won't do, where I will go. I will take everything that I have because I put everything that I have into my music. My music is my life. I put everything that I have into my music, every lyric, every line, every letter that I choose it out specifically because that's what's supposed to go there. That's how I felt that song was supposed to be. So I just feel like right now I'm at a point where I can just keep climbing up. As long as I get the support from my fan base and I start giving out even more material, I have to feed, you know what I'm saying, feed the hunger of the fans. I have to make sure I do that. And I have to keep performing. I have to keep on doing what I got to do to make it where I want to make it. And my main thing is to be known, not to be famous, to be known, to have my words heard, because in my music, I have a message. And if you go and you check out White Diamonds, like you could check out White Diamonds on my SoundCloud, and that's actually connected to my Facebook where all the information will be on there. If you check it out, then you'll realize I meant every single word in that song, and it's a really hot song. You know what I'm saying? To me, it was one of my better songs that I've ever made.
All right, let's hear it. This is White Diamond by Young T's.
White diamond, white diamond, I see you shining like cool water on a tropical island. You immerse me inside what you call yours, I also call mine. But then it seems to occur that your heart is secure and your strength is weakened by years of endurance. Hence, the crow's feet in your eyes and that arch in your spine, I literally bind the potential of their young mind so that I can immerse.
Yo, this is Fall Classics representing
Murph.
Real hip hop, no shit.
On my pinky rose, camel made that major. Girl got me on a ringtone, cause she know I'm getting paid. The definition of a lyricist, poet enthusiast, mixed with a showman. I get just running like Bowman. I'm an aristocratic addict, emphatic when it comes to rapping. Never been the type of trapping, but I live like a cabin. Huh? Ain't nobody gonna stop. The only way to be down is get it done and pop. That ain't gonna stop. I'ma pour up like a toast. You only live once, now you live once old. Young C's, 2K, 14, watch me. You'll see, I'ma be legendary MC. YC of MCE, screaming out that PNG. Pretty nigga gang, got my hoopy crying 50 G. 50 black G's, riding at a slow speed. I would take my neck, but you'll change.
I'm white down,
white down, white down.
in a Cruella, chilling somewhere out in Italy. Jumping on the scatter, I'm with everyone in Disney. I'm becoming an instant wild. Mommy, we'll go on until it's been spinning. Fake rappers don't act, they just act. Sit flat, break your back before breakfast. I'm real selfish, I'm allergic to shellfish. Spit rap, hot fire, I need a breath. I'm the boss, something in my Martin Marcella. Next generation, I'm more lawyer than old yellow. White diamond shining, have you looking like Helen Keller. Man, I love my vanilla, I love my vanilla. White diamond,
white diamond.
I'm your friend, we'll be together till the end. Still rap for time and dotted lines, so we can rest again. We know we're close to the end, but I've gathered you, my friend, so that I can rewind back and create a new rap gen. Next generation, I'm leading in the captain. Young team, 2K, 14, watch me. You'll see, I'm a beat, legendary MC. Put your chain on the street.
White diamond, white diamond, white diamond.
White Diamond by Young T. Is you there?
Yeah, man. I'm here, man. I hope everybody that just heard that, I hope you really liked it. You know, it's part of me right there that was just played. I really wanna thank you, Matt, though, for that. You know, it really is showing me the support that I need to tell me to keep going, to tell me not to stop. You know what I'm saying? Just keep on moving the way that I'm moving, at the pace that I'm moving at, you know, slow but steady, I'm getting that, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing what I need to do, and I'm putting in my work. I'm young, you know what I'm saying? I'm young and I'm getting it, but I'm part owner of my own label, Next Generation Entertainment, and being the age that I am, I'm not supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? Because I am young, I'm only 17, you know what I'm saying? And people would think, oh, I'm running a gimmick, you know what I'm saying? Because I have this no cursing thing. Nah, it's not like that. Because most 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds that get in the game, they cursing. You know what I'm saying? They are spitting how they want to spit, and that's cool. So I'm going to spit how I want to spit, and if I get ridiculed for it, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is. But I know somebody at the end of the day is going to hear what I got to say, and they're going to like it. Somebody.
Yep, that's what it's all about. Get your stuff out there and promote. Speaking of promoting, is there any, do you have, this, you mentioned you're on Reverb Nation, are there any other social networking sites or websites where people can connect with you?
Yeah, you can also connect with me. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram, and my Twitter is actually Tristan Carter. Just TristinCarter, Tristan Carter. And you can check me out on there. I'm always tweeting, you know what I'm saying? My Twitter's going through a little bit of problems right now, you know. But everybody has technical issues. That'll be fixed up quick. But, yeah, I'm always on there. And my Instagram, I'm not really always on there. You know, I gotta make sure that I'm doing mainstream things right now. With Instagram, I mostly use that for more private personal things. So that, you know, I'll probably give that out to a select few. You can also join my email list on Reverb Nation and get more updates on my EP and special things. You know what I'm saying? You can also get some downloads right now that are actually closed to the public, which White Diamonds is actually closed to the public on my Reverb Nation. You actually have to be on my email list to get that song, to download that MP3. You have to be on my email list. And there are a few other hot hits up there that are also locked. So join my mailing list and you'll be able to hear more of me, more of what I do, more of my poetry. It's not just music, because music is poetry, you know what I'm saying? So you'll be able to hear more of my heart and soul right there. Check me out on Reverb. Reverb is my main site. That's the main site that I'm on, and Facebook. Those are the two main things that I'm on. My Facebook, again, is Tristan NextGen Carter, and that NextGen is just NEX-GEN. Check me out on Facebook. Check me out on Reverb. I'm doing big things in the city of Richmond right now. I'm repping for the 804. I'm originally from Frederick, Maryland. You know what I'm saying? So I usually rep Baltimore. That's what I rep to the day I die. I moved to Baltimore when I was a little bit younger. So I want everybody to know now, everyone who has ever heard any of my music, anyone who's going to check me out after this, I want y'all to know now, it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. Because I know that I'm a threat. I feel in my heart that I'm a threat. And it's not going to stop. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. And I'm going to continue making my way into the game. And I want everybody to know that. Everybody.
That sounds like a good segue for you to tell us about this song, Energizer.
Yeah, man. Now, see, Energizer. Energizer is just that type of song that you turn it on, and this is really where you can see I modeled myself after my mentor Eminem. This is really where you can see that, because this song I'm not gonna put it towards being his standards, but you can see where I got mine from, at least modeled from, to start this song, to have the gears in my head start churning, because that's all that happened while I was writing this song. While I was writing this song, I was completely just out of it. I didn't know that I was writing this song, because this song was just that hot. I didn't know at the time that I could write something that hot, you know, it came out. And when it came out, the first thing I did was record it. That was the first thing I did. I recorded it in no less than 30 minutes. I recorded that song. And it just came out as one of the hottest songs on my whole mixtape. It just came out as one of the hottest songs. My mixtape was actually Portrait of a Ghetto Poet. You can actually get that off of Reverb Nation. All that is unlocked, and that's actually where some of those songs that are locked, they're off of that mixtape. So you can check out Portrait of a Ghetto Poet and get the whole mixtape if you join my mailing list, once again, on Reverb Nation. But with Energizer, I mean, I think the main thing that I can say is that my grind, it won't stop. You know, 365, 24/7, I am writing, I'm preparing, I'm trying to promote myself, I'm trying to get this, I'm trying to get that, you know, and I'm working myself hard, and I'm going to keep working myself hard, because if you don't get nothing if you don't have hard work behind you. If you're not a hardworking person, you're not going to get anything. If you're not determined, you're not going to get anything. If you are not completely locked in on what you want to do, then you're not going to do it, no matter how bad you want it. With Energizer, I claimed that I was going to take it, no matter what I did.
All right, let's hear this track, Energizer.
Empire and a prey on the weak and the mean that you break is a beast to the beast to the east and the best that's not on the west. I'm screaming N-G-E-P-N-G to the day we die, to the day we high in the sky with the angels. And don't know why, so we hear the bang of the chrome 4-5.
My click block, my click stupid. It's for my own heads, my click goofy. You ain't know that you must be lucid. My click can knock you off your cupid. But this ain't slate time and I'm not a sort. Except to you, girl, but that's a choice. And I done knocked the whole rap game off course.
Cause my grind don't stop, 365, I won't stop, I'm immersed in my work, I can't stop, energized like energizer, won't stop, oh yeah, my grind don't stop, 365, I won't stop, I'm immersed in my work, I can't stop, energized like
show me some tears, I done showed all my fears and I wiped them away. And that's the only reason I'm still here today. I done sound myself, now who can say today? Brush all their demons away. Truthfully, ruthlessly, I will be N-G-E, CEO to the death of me. Then my label can have what's left of me. I do what I do breathlessly, cause all these haters keep testing me. Why you keep trying to test the G? If you say the best of life, you gotta change the Z. And the CYC. Wow.
My grind don't stop, 365 I won't stop, I'm immersed in my work, I can't stop, energized like energizer, won't stop, oh yeah. My grind don't stop, 365 I won't stop, I'm immersed in my work, I can't stop, energized like energizer.
That was Energizer by Young T's. We got him on the line with us. That was quite a song.
Thank you, man. I mean, with that song, like I said before you played it, man, I declared in that song that I'm not going to stop no matter what. No matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, no matter what any artist has to say, no matter what any critic has to say, bad or good, I'm not going to stop for any reason. I'm going to continue on with what I believe in. And that's what I'm going to install in a lot of these young artists coming up in the game. Me being a young artist myself, honestly, I feel as though I'm so much on a different level than a lot of the young artists out here because it's hard. I don't know. I'm going to ask you this question, man. It's really hard. And tell me if I'm wrong or not. It's really hard to write a song without cursing.
No.
Without cursing a single time, it is one of the most nerve-wracking things.
Besides for being a DJ, I'm also an artist myself, and that is definitely something that's a challenge. You know, because it's so easy when you have a stressful day to just let it out in your lyrics, and then a couple curse words slip through, and then a few more, and then before you know it, you have this perfect-filled song, and you know.
Yeah, and honestly, I can understand. See, the thing is, I'm not ridiculing anybody on how they put down their verse. You know what I'm saying? Like, with me, I see it like this. I've recorded with artists, and they told me, oh, yeah, I curse in my music. And you know what I said? Okay, that's fine. I'm cursing mine. Because no matter what I do, I'm going to have to collab with somebody at some time. Because no matter what, you need support from every place that you can get it. And I honestly feel that some of the artists that I collab with, whether they curse or not, they are some of the hottest artists that you can find in Richmond. And I actually want to shout out a couple of the artists in Richmond, like Chi Chi Amobi and Knuckles VA Champ. I want to shout them out simply because they have this new single out called Kicking Like Karate. Oh, my goodness. I mean, the song is just, it's nasty, man. I mean, it's completely nasty to see how these two artists continue up, you know, basically the food chain. The food chain that is the music industry and have just gotten to the point that they're at now. And it's not like they're worldwide names that people know, but at the same time, they're statewide names that people know. All through VA, you can hear about Knuckles. You can hear about Chi-Chi. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to show them that love right quick. But it is hard, like you said, and that's okay. And a lot of artists that I have collabed with actually asked me, okay, so how do you actually concentrate and do, you know what I'm saying, you take out this and remove this with that, and I'm like, see, what you're doing there is you're overthinking. That's what most artists do nowadays. They overthink it. They want to make it the hardest, you know what I'm saying, the grittiest that it can be because that's what's hot right now. So I just basically took that and flipped it on its head, and I said, okay, I'm going to still make it the nastiest, the grittiest I can make it, but I'm just going to take out one simple part out of the equation. And that was the curse words.
All right. So tell us about this track, Watch Me.
Oh, man. Now, Watch Me, I actually dedicated that to my brothers. Now, when I made this song, I honestly, I was in another zone, another type of mind. You're actually going to hear some of my R&B skills on this song, which I actually happen to enjoy. I actually started out as a singer before I was rapping, so I love my R&B voice. I love the way that I did Watch Me. But at the same time, this song is near and dear to my heart. It really is one of those songs that say you have a brother that has just passed. You listen to this song and it would just completely it would break you down. It would make you think about so many things because the song is so powerful. But at the end of it, you'll realize the message in it is so good. The message in it is so just heaven sent. And that was actually my first mixtape that I ever did and actually put out there. That was Heaven Sent Hellbound. And that's actually on my Reverb also. But the main thing is that Watch Me is... It was an anthem between my brothers, my two brothers, and me. It was an anthem showing them the love, respect, and care that I have for them. Without them, I wouldn't be in the game right now, simply because they taught me almost everything I know. Almost everything I know. Because some I did learn on myself, on my own time, but they taught me so much, and if they hadn't been around me with music and showing me how they did this and how they did that, and you know what I'm saying, keeping me steady throughout the game, I don't know where I'd be right now. Like, if my brothers were there for my first performance at Club Kingdom down here in Richmond, down East Main Street, 18th in East Main, yeah, I believe. But if they weren't there with me on that stage, I probably would have felt so much worse. You know, I would have went into it knowing that I could do it, I could complete it, but in my heart it would never feel complete because I didn't have the two people who brought me to this point there on stage with me. And right here, you can actually check this song out and see what I'm talking about, see what I'm blabbing about, you know.
All right, yeah. Here it is. It's Watch Me by Young Peas. Coming up right now.
It's all good, bro.
Watch me.
I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to ask you about the writing of the song in a minute. But here it is, Feeling My Swag by Young Tease.
Yo, you already know what it is. Black TV, man.
Oh, what up, man?
Yeah.
Industry Ready Production.
Beatbeats.com.
Ride through the trap and I'm smelling trap air. Wanna roll up, gotta get me a chair. Looking real fly, so I can't shoot a mad
head. I look and I smell like I'm feeling my swag.
Yeah, I'm feeling my swag.
Yeah, I'm feeling my swag.
You can look and you can tell that I'm feeling my swag.
Yeah, I'm feeling my swag.
Yeah, I'm feeling my swag.
You can look and you can tell that I'm feeling my swag.
Yo, I'm on my shit like flies. Why? It's no sweat like it's cold outside. Crack a couple pills, nigga, then I'm ready to ride. I got a bitch named Bonnie, she be calling me Clyde. Trying to flow against me is like taking a dive. I'm a broken transmission like I'm stuck on drive. Ask why? Nigga, cause you better get your hustle up. Nigga, fuck with me, no, you better get your muscle up. Cause my boys run round the town. I get inside a bitch's stomach like a motherfucking ultrasound. And the nigga wanna process beef, I put his body in the grinder and I turn it into processed meat. Wrist froze, boy, yeah, I stay cold, boy. Call me Pillsbury, cause I'm getting all the dough, boy. Put your hand above the mic and feel the flow, boy. Never riding Chevys, niggas only riding Rolls Royce.
Riding through the trap and I'm smelling trap air.
Wanna roll up, gotta get me a shell.
Looking real fly, shout it, can't you imagine?
That I look and I smell like I'm feeling my swag.
Yeah, I'm feeling my swag.
Yeah, I'm feeling my swag.
You can look and you can tell that I'm feeling my swag.
Yeah, I'm feeling my swag.
Yeah, I'm feeling my swag.
You can look and you can tell that I'm feeling my swag.
Step out in the face, green, looking like money. Got that Clyde pushing on, exclusively for the hundred. Yeah, I'm feeling my swag.
Oh, I'm feeling my swag.
Got the club turned up.
Started shaking that ass.
Next and be that shit, boy. You'll never find a decoy. I'm riding through the trap with my CD bumper heat, boy. I'm hot and you not. Settle down and find your seat, boy. Pay attention, wow. Hope you wow. Listen. They riding wow. That creek, boy. Wow. Riding through the trap and I'm smelling trap air.
Wanna roll up. Gotta get me a sale.
Looking real fly, thought it came too mad.
Then I look and I smell like I'm feeling my swag.
Yeah, I'm feeling my swag.
Yeah, I'm feeling my swag.
You can look and you can tell that I'm feeling my swag.
I'm feeling my swag.
Boy, yeah, I'm feeling my swag.
You can look and you can tell that I'm feeling my swag. Hey.
That was Feeling My Swag by Young Tease. Tell us about that song.
Well, that song right there, I actually, it was actually co-wrote with my brother, SVA. That's the
SVA.
Yeah, SVA right there on the phone. You know, we actually co-wrote that song, and it was such a hype beat. You know what I'm saying? It was a beat that you really just see yourself in the club, just bobbing to, you know. And when we started writing it, it was just coming out more and more as just a really hot club banger. Like when it got down to the nitty gritty, it was mainly a really hot club banger. And I think the main thing about that song is the hook. The hook just really makes you just wanna. Just get up and just be like, yeah, you know, I'm feeling back and forth.
I'm sitting in my chair in my studio, bouncing back and forth, just listening to it.
You know, man, that's really what we were trying to get at.
Yeah, forgive me if I pronounce the name of this song wrong. I got this one from your Reverb Nation page.
Make your purchase now.
Oh, man.
apparently there was a little bit more more of the song that they wanted that
I guess just like on Energizer Man, it won't stop. It just won't stop with me, I'm telling you.
Alright, so I think this, tell us about the song. I think it's called I Need You.
That song is actually, it's pronounced I Don't Need You, but I just had a little fun with the title and just spelled it I-O-N, so it's like I don't need you anymore, you know. Just playing with it, basically playing off playing off of my words.
Tell us about it.
That song is actually another song that's actually featured VA on it. Well, I'm not even going to say featuring it. It actually has VA on it because we both co-wrote that song also. And it's really just, that song right there is it's an anthem to, I guess, the ex-girlfriend. You know, that one girl that you're just like, I really don't need you anymore. You know, like, you've done so much to me that I just can't deal with it anymore. I don't even want to deal with it anymore. Just go, you know, just leave.
All right, so here's that song by Young T's, I Don't Need You. Here it is.
This is Johnny.
She was a vision from my past. A woman with some glass. She claimed she didn't smoke, didn't drink, and wasn't fast.
Got tired of trying to please.
That was I Don't Need You by Young T's. Now, going from the girl you don't need to the wifey, tell us about that track, wifey.
Wifey, I was in a completely different mindset. Wifey's actually one of my, I'd say, similar close to pop songs that I've done. And I actually like the genre a lot. I actually like a lot of different genres that I'm actually planning on going deeper into and actually making songs within those genres. And wifey, I was really talking about that one girl that, you know, she's your heart. You're never going to let her go. I mean, I guess it may seem a little crazy going from I Don't Need You to wifey, but guess what? You know, you never know when you're going to find that one person. It could be that split second that you just look at that person and you're like, oh, that's who I'm going to be with the rest of my life. So, I mean, hey, it came to my mind. And when it came to my mind, I believe that it was a really good song. It's actually a really good song with a really good message. And the message is, if you have a wifey, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have a wifey, when you get a wifey, then you need to treat her like this. You know what I'm saying? Take lyrics from this song and realize that with those lyrics you can input that so much into a good thing, a good relationship with somebody who you really love and care for.
All right, so here it is, Wifey by Young T's.
Yeah, yeah, next gen, portrait of a ghetto poet.
Yeah, yeah,
next gen,
YC.
She my light in the dark, she my girl, she my bride, she the wifey,
she the wifey,
yeah, yeah. She my light in the dark, she my girl, she my bride, she the wifey,
she the wifey,
she the wifey,
the wifey.
She my light in the dark, she my girl, she my bride, she the wifey,
she the wifey.
Wifey,
the
light in the dark, she my girl, she my bride, she the wifey,
she the wifey,
she the wifey,
the wifey.
Trying to wife her, a yellow bone beauty. She a cutie with a booty. Go ahead and press send, baby. Send me them nudies. I promise not to show my niggas our lies for that figure. You're just too bad. You're just so fine. And I had to let it be known that, baby, you're mine. You're a lemon, I'm lime. We'll get married in time. We gon' live life sublime like everyday summertime. Wifey, I love thee. Presence and style. For you, baby, I walk bleeding up for a mile. I catch that grenade. Take the cape when it's spray. Be with you for a day. I love you all I'm gon' say.
You my light in the dark, you my girl, you my bride, you the wifey,
the wifey,
the wifey,
the wifey.
You my light in the dark, you my girl, you my bride, you the wifey,
the wifey,
the wifey,
the wifey.
She my body, I'm her fly. You think that's funny? Well, I think not. I'ma give her that ring and make her my wife. That's gonna make you mad, that's gonna make you hot. Cause girl, you not, and will not be. I CEO the NGE, I need a grown woman beside me. I won't deal with a child, it's too immature. And if you ask me, my feet's out of South Shore.
She's my light in the dark. She's my girl, she's my bride.
The wifey,
that was Wifey by Young T's. We're about to wrap this interview up, but I do have two more questions for you.
Okay.
One is actually more of an invite. We're doing a very special show. So mark your calendar. Other artists out there, mark your calendar. Make sure to call in the guest call-in number at for the show, which I'll give out in a minute after I give the date for the show. We're doing this very special show on February 7th about where I have some surprises about regarding primetime television promotion. So I'd like to invite you to come back for that show. Mark it in your calendar for February 7th. My final question, we're coming up on our Halloween show, and all this month I've been asking our guests to come on what their favorite memories of Halloween or what they like about Halloween is.
Man, I'd say, honestly, I was actually raised Jehovah's Witness. So, mainly my favorite thing about Halloween is I used to go to the Kingdom Hall. And on Halloween, we would actually basically be reveled in what our religion speaks of on Halloween. And I'm not going to divulge too deep into that, but you know, mainly with me, it's just I can't say I've ever really wanted a Halloween experience. I have gone, you know what I'm saying? I have gone trick or treating once or twice, you know, when I was younger, but I never really could get into it. I don't really know if I could really get into the whole spirit of it, I guess.
All right, so I'll speak to you later on Facebook. We might just hear an appearance from you on the next Idol compilation, Volume 2. For those who are listening, the FERT Volume 1 is currently in iTunes, so go out and get that. Look forward to talking to you again on our very special February 7th show.
Well, I will be there on that show, and I will be making sure that everything that I said today will be proven right, you know, everything that I made clear today. I actually want to thank you so much, honestly, for all of this. You actually you brought a real joy to my heart, you know, actually allowing my music to be played. It's hard. It's really hard to get just to this point that I'm at now. It's really hard to get here. It took me years to get here. You know what I'm saying? So for you to give me this, basically this huge shout out like this, and to want to continue hearing me, continue working with me, is just an honor. And it was really a pleasure talking to you. And I can't wait till February to talk to you even more and actually let more people hear about what I have in store for this, for the rap game, for the R&B game, for the pop genre, for, you know, basically the music industry itself. I have a lot of things in store, and I have a lot of talent that hasn't been tapped yet. I have not reached my peak, and I don't see myself reaching that peak anywhere soon, because I feel like I'm at a pace where I could just keep going for light years, you know. I can just keep on doing what I'm doing. If I can just get up that heart, that strength, then I can do that. And people like you are going to be the ones to help me build up that strength to get there, to get to that point and actually showcase my skills for a bigger audience.
Well, All right. So we'll talk to you then. And have a nice day.
All right, man. You too. Have a nice day.
All right. Bye. All right, and as promised earlier, I'll give our Halloween play of This Is Halloween by this version by Marilyn Manson. Halloween by Marilyn Manson. And now we have a retro interview. That's right. We're flashing back all the way to when Trey first came on Big Stats Idle Hour and re-airing that episode in its entirety so that our new listeners who might have not been with us since the beginning can hear this. This is the Trey interview, and I hope you enjoy. Hello, hello, hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Idle Hour, here on Blog Talk Radio. With me, as always, is my co-host, Mr. Jason Artola.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Jason Artola representing here for Big Stats Idle Hour. We got a packed show for you today, so listen up, and we got some cool things coming up for you.
We got an interview coming up from an exciting West Coast artist named Trey. He's coming in soon. We're going to give you a preview of some of his music right now for you. Here we go with Believe.
Just believe.
Slipped on and doubted, dreams of a full crowd, my name being shouted, on this long road to success, can't fail, but I struggle on a few tests, I got a lot riding on this, the streets that I walk, niggas dying on this, like it's a battlefield, familiar faces being killed, I'm just a young nigga with hope, influenced by niggas.
Hello, we got a caller from the 267. Come in, caller. Introduce yourself.
Big Stats, you there?
Yeah.
Big fan, buddy. Big fan. Hey, when do you want to be on TV again?
When am I going to be on TV again?
Yeah.
Good question. We're looking into the rules about X Factor. Unfortunately, I'm ineligible on both American Idol and The Voice because they work with Universal Music. I recently obtained a job with as a A&R for Universal Music, so I'm ineligible to audition for both American Idol and The Voice because they both distribute through Universal Music.
No, probably because you're too good.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Big fan, buddy. Keep up the good work. Hey, so are you going to try out for X Factor?
I'm definitely considering trying out for X Factor.
Okay. What's next on the show?
Well, we have a caller also from the 267. Come in, caller.
267, that's me.
Okay, introduce yourself.
Oh, my name is Phil from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Phil. So what's up? You're on the air with Matt Bigstad, Franco, and Jason Artola.
How's everyone doing?
Hey, how's it going, Phil?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Yeah.
So, man, tell us about yourself, man. What's up?
Oh, not much.
You're live on the air.
Big fan of Big Stats, and just calling to see how he's doing.
All right, and we also got a caller from the 909. Come in, caller. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, that's me. It's your boy, Trey.
Hey, Trey, the man of the hour. All right.
What's up?
So I'm going to play this track of Believe in a second, but tell me a bit about it. Me and my co-host were wondering about this track, Believe.
Man, that track, Believe, like, I was working on a lot of music at that time.
and I felt like none of it was reaching that quality I wanted. Then I heard that beat. The hook was already on it, and I just started writing in the studio. Wrote this track in the studio and laid it down all the same night, and it just came out perfect. All that, shoot the video, did all that.
Mhm. All right.
Yeah,
so here it is. This is the track, Believe.
Just believe.
Hello?
Just believe.
Oh.
Believe what you feel, not what you say. Believe in your heart.
I've been slept on and doubted, dreams of a full crowd, my name being shouted, on this long road to success, can't fail, but I struggle on a few tests, I got a lot riding on this, the streets that I walk, niggas dying on this, like it's a battlefield, familiar faces being killed, I'm just a young nigga with hope, influenced by niggas that's so dope, you can hear it in my music, so listen closely, when you view it. Words paint a perfect picture. Take it to the hood like single cigarettes and malt liquor. On my pop shit, strictly for my niggas. On the grind, trying to multiply the figures. Gotta have faith and believe. And one day we can achieve. Ha, can achieve.
Gentlemen, that was Trey with Believe. Where you at, Trey? Trey, you still on the air?
Hello?
Trey?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Okay, caller from the 909, come in.
Yeah.
Coming in.
Introduce yourself.
Hello?
Hey. Introduce yourself?
Yeah, this Trey.
Alright, hey Trey, we thought we lost you for a second there. Alright, our co-host has a question for you.
Alright, go
How's
ahead.
How's it going, Trey?
Going good,
hey, Trey,
going
I gotta
good.
Ask you, man. I gotta say, man, that song is really awesome, and love the lyrics and your delivery with your raps and the beautiful voice in the back by the young lady. Can you tell us her name, by the way?
The young lady actually purchased the beat. It came with the hook with the young lady on it.
All right.
When I purchased the beat.
What inspired this track, man? It's a really good track from you.
Man, the hunger of just trying to be better and get into the game, that's what inspired the track, because at the time I was going through a phase, I'll make music, and I'll go back and listen to it and wasn't feeling it no more. So it was like,
I know,
it was just the hunger that brought that song out.
Mm-hmm. I know it's a little, you know, tough to be in this game, man. What keeps you motivated to keep going, man, and shooting for that, you know, that top spot?
Man, it's the love that the people show me, man. Every time you hear, like, your song's dope, or I like your verse or something, that's what keeps me motivated, just the reaction from the people. That, you know, somebody's listening.
I hear that. Got anything new coming out, man? Anything you want to, like, tell us anything you're working on, projects?
Yeah, actually, I'm working on a mixtape right now, Grind Time the Movement. That's my entertainment group, Grind Time Entertainment. Working on a compilation mixtape right now. Believe, the track Believe will be featured on there, and a few of the tracks. There'll be some more videos coming out on YouTube, so look out for that. All
right. Nice. We'll be looking out for that. Looking forward to hearing that, and yeah, make sure to come back over here on the show, and we could show your music and everything, man. All right?
All right. No problem.
All right. And now, tell us about this track, Somebody Love You?
Oh, man. The start of that track was my little sister was pregnant at 16, and it kind of, like, really hit home. And the producer I was on, she kept playing that beat. Like, every time I go in and show me that beat, and I kept telling her, I'm going to get that beat. And I just finally bought it and went home, wrote the track, and came back and laid it down.
Yeah, I know how that is. I'm a musician as well, and sometimes you just hear that beat and you feel it in your gut. That beat is yours. Anyways,
yeah, that's
without
awesome.
Any further ado, here is Somebody Love You.
Not enough wine, too many sugars, not enough green, take care of the beehive. What's the
nobody feel you. Real, let me tell you. Let me tell you. Ha, let me tell you.
And that was Somebody Love You by Trey. All right. I believe our co-host has another question.
All right, go ahead.
Hello. Hey, what's up, man? Are you going to be joining us this Saturday for the showcase, man?
Oh, man, I'd love to, man, but I got told the information so last minute that I already had plans. I'll be out in that area, but I already have plans to go take care of something else out there.
All right.
But
just keep
me informed on the next one.
Definitely, and we also have a compilation album that we're doing for the radio station, and we would love to invite you to come on to it. We'll send you information. See if it's something that you'd be interested in doing.
Okay, cool. Yeah, most deaf.
All right. Now tell us about this song, Go-Getter.
Go-Getter, man, I wrote this song about over a year ago, and it was just a motivational track, and, you know, just a motivational feel-good track, you know, about just going out there and getting it, you know?
Alright. And, hold on, I think we have another caller that just joined us from the 903. Introduce yourself.
Yes, God, we love God Squad, 903-214-713. I've read in all those areas. But my name is Lana Wheeler, stage name is Guy Wheeler. We got a new CD dropping called Guys Among Us. And we record at the Valley of the Guys Studios. You know, it's the name of our studios where people come record. And check out our music on Reverb Nation, GuysSquadENT.com. They can go on the website. GuysSquadENT.org, and we just pumping music, pushing shows, and doing good music. You know, we doing music with a message. You know, so we got some club songs, and we got some, you know, some riding slow down songs. You know, like some riding music. You know, just feel good music. That's really what we're trying to push. You know, but we had to jump out there with a hit first to make them listen. You understand? You feel what I'm saying?
Definitely. We'd love to have you for a future interview. We also have a caller from the 214.
Yeah.
We lost our caller from the 214.
If I can add one more thing.
So without further ado, yeah, go ahead.
Yes. I just want to say we work with all artists of all genres of music, whether it's rap, whether it's hip hop, whether it's singing, whether it's gospel, whether it's anything. We are the guys among us, you know, guys among men, the return of the gods. So, you know, I just wanted to let everybody know. And we located in Marshall, Texas, 903 area code, and check us out, man. Everybody's been liking it. You know, they put our song Turn Up, one of our hits. They put that on Lil Wayne's mixtape, and they put we got Master P and them looking at us right now. So, you know, we kind of hot. You know, we kind of real hot. You know, we got Master P wants to do a deal with us on a single on one song hit. You know, so you know we can get going it, but we just now out there like we spoke to you know. But I appreciate you accepting the call and everything. Let me talk to y'all. What's y'all name?
This is Big Steps with me always is my co-host, Mr. Jason Artola. Hey, what's up, Jason Artola?
Okay.
And we also
we're
gonna email. I want you to email me your info at the email address is bigstatsradio@gmail.com.
Okay.
That's bigstatsradio@gmail.com, and we'll schedule you for a future interview. We also got a caller from the 803.
Oh.
Come in, caller.
Yeah, that's me, Lady Storm from SD. I'm also go by the name Ebony Kane. I couldn't really hear you guys last night when I was on the call. I can hear now.
Yeah, we can hear you a lot clearer too.
Sorry about that. I'm actually right now working on branding and actually going out for different states to kind of spread the music. But I have a Reverb Nation website. Well, my music is on Reverb Nation under Lady Storm. That's Lady with an I, L-A-D-I, Storm. So you can check out some of my music on Reverb Nation. And I also have one mix CD on Dat Piss. It's on Warning under Lady Storm. So if anybody wanted to check out any music, you can go to those two websites. And I also have a few videos up. I actually auditioned for the BET Hot 16. I have a video up of that also. I'm basically working on, you know, branding my name and getting more visuals, working on a fan base as of now. All right,
That's what's up. We'll definitely keep in contact with you and get an interview scheduled. Anyways, this next jam, this is Go Getter by Trey.
Came a long way to see a better day, cause I'm a go-getter, yeah, I'm that nigga, getting more cheddar, things getting better, it's looking good, I do this for the hood. I came a long way to see a better day, cause I'm a go-getter, yeah, I'm that nigga, getting more cheddar, things getting better, it's looking good, I do this for the hood. I be that heavy hitter, lyrical spitter, more hustle than the average, get down like a savage, paper chasing in the rain, trying to solve the hunger pain. I was a young nigga raising hell, grams on the scale, stay on the hustle, that J. Damon Russell, living out my dreams, started off just chasing cream, trying to get paid like a Laker, enjoy the fruits of my labor, turn my beat up, pop a bottle, kick my feet up, I spit that fire, they desire, Rick James flow, all for the dough, got plenty more to get, and that's some real shit. I do this for my niggas in the pen, the ones that life came to an end. I represent the struggle, I represent the come up and the hustle. Yeah, the come up and the hustle. I came a long way to seeing better days, cause I'm a go-getter. Yeah, I'm that nigga, getting more cheddar, things getting better, it's looking good. I do this for the hood. I came a long way, we seeing better days, cause I'm a go-getter. Yeah, I'm that nigga, getting more cheddar, things getting better, it's looking good, I do this for the hood.
I'm like that rose I grew from concrete, a product of my city street, trying to make it in America. Nothing's fair, but who cares? So every man for himself, trying to reach that top shelf. But there's nothing stepping stool from your dream just to eat. That's a move from the haters. Call them motivators. They can never knock me off my focus. I leave them hopeless. Ain't no competition. I spit the truth opposite of a politician. Sticking to the game plan. On my way to a million. Dreams don't pay the bills, but a nigga with ambition will. And that's some real game I was taught. Got me copping cars off the lot. Windows down, music beating. Champion swag can't be defeated, yeah. Champion swag can't be defeated. I came a long way, we seeing better days. Cause I'm a go-getter, yeah, I'm that nigga. Getting more cheddar, things getting better. It's looking good, I do this for the hood. I came a long way, we seeing better days. Cause I'm a go-getter, yeah, I'm that nigga. Getting more cheddar, things getting better. It's looking good, I do this for the hood.
Pretty soon. So I believe we still have Trey on the line.
Yep.
And we
I'm
also,
still here.
And we also have three other callers. So this is what I call lightning question round. I'm allowing each one of our three callers to ask Trey a question that he'll answer in 30 seconds or less.
Okay, let's do it.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah. Trey. Had a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
What made you fall in love with music?
Man, I grew up listening to all kinds of music in the house, so old school rap, and just as a kid, it just grew on me. So now I just, as like when I turned 7 or 8 years old, I knew music is what I wanted to do, and I've been sticking to it since then.
Nice. All right, well, I got a question too.
All right, go ahead.
Man, I really don't, you know, just know as far as like how long you've been in the hip hop game, but along the way, I know that you pretty sure that you came across a lot of different venues, a lot of different stuff that you had to do. What made you really? Was it any time or any one of them shows or any venue that you was like you didn't want to do or you felt like, you know what I'm saying, you know, you was going to always go no holds bar, you know, regardless if it was one, you was performing for one or one person or you was performing for 10,000. Was it ever any point of time, like, before you was doing the show, you was like, man, I really don't want to go out here, man. You know, I don't, you know. Is it a limit? Is it a crowd limit?
Me,
that's a big question.
Yeah. To me, my attitude when it came to shows was always go hard because you never know who's in that audience. The president of Columbia Records or Def Jam could be in that audience, even if there's only 10 people. Or it could be 100,000. That's all fans. Or you never know. First impression is everything. All
right. Definitely, definitely. We're about to wrap up. Here's our co-host. All right, guys. Thanks. That's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us here on Big Fat Pop Hour. I'm your co-host, Jason Artola. Thank you for listening.
All right. Cool.
Is that it?
Hello? I've been slipped on and doubted.
dreams of a full crowd. My name being shouted on this long road to success. Can't fail, but I struggle on a few tests. I got a lot riding on this. The streets that I walk, niggas dying on this. Like it's a battlefield, familiar faces being killed. I'm just a young nigga with hope.
And that was our retro interview with Trey, and we had a lot of callers that day. Maybe we'll keep checking in because we might catch up with some of those callers. I'd be really interested to see what Lady Storm's up to these days. Anyways, if you're feeling what we're doing, want to help out the station, want to see more what I do, or donate to the startup of my foundation, the Big Stats Cares Foundation, benefiting special needs children with music education, go to our parent website at msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. You can scroll to the bottom. You can reach into your hearts and donate. And you can listen to past and present episodes of Big Stats Idol Hour, see all the stuff that I'm involved in, and we'll see you guys next time here on Big Stats Idol Hour. Peace.